October 20, 1916. Grace, like sunlight, gives itself to all. I was fusing myself in the divine will, and the thought came to me of commending to it various people in a special way. And blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, specificity goes by itself even if you should not place any intention. In the order of grace it happens as in the natural order, the sun gives light to all, yet not everyone enjoys the same effects. However, this is not because of the sun, but because of creatures. One uses the light of the sun in order to work, to be industrious, to learn, to appreciate things. This one makes herself rich, she constitutes herself, and does not go around begging for bread from others. Someone else, then, keeps lazing about, she does not want to meddle in anything, the light of the sun inundates her everywhere but for her it is useless, she wants to do nothing with it. This one is poor and sickly because sloth produces many evils, physical and moral, and if she feels hungry, she needs to beg for someone else's bread. Now, is the light of the sun perhaps responsible for these two? Or, does it give more to one and less to the other? Certainly not. The only difference is that one takes advantage of the light in a special way, while the other does not. Now, the same happens in the order of grace, which, more than light, inundates souls, and now it makes itself all voice to call them, voice to instruct them and to correct them. Now it makes itself fire and burns away from them the things of down here, and with its flames it puts to flight creatures and pleasures from them, and with its burns it forms pains and crosses in order to give to the soul the shape of sanctity it wants from her. Now it makes itself water, and purifies her, embellishes her and impregnates her completely with grace. But who is attentive on receiving all these flows of grace, who corresponds to me? Ah, too few. And then some dare to say that to these I give grace for them to make themselves saints, and to others I do not, almost wanting to hold me responsible, while they content themselves with conducting their lives lazing about, as if the light of grace were not there for them. Then he added, "My daughter, I love the creature so much, that I myself have placed myself as sentry of each heart to watch them, to defend them and to work their sanctification with my own hands. But to how many bitternesses do they not subject me? Some reject me, some do not care about me and despise me, some lament about my surveillance, some slam the door in my face, rendering my work useless. And I not only placed myself to act as sentry, but on purpose do I choose the souls who live of my will. In fact, since they are present in all of me, I place them with me as a second sentry of each heart. These second sentries console me, repay me for them, and keep me company in the loneliness into which many hearts force me. And they force me not to leave them. Greater grace I could not give to creatures, by giving them these souls who live of my will, who are the portent of portents."